Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for the Day with Ray. Today's lesson is Jonah sleeping. Comes from Jonah chapter 1, verse 6. As Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord and the commission God gave him, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. And although the ship was likely to be broken apart, Jonah had descended into the lower deck of the ship and fell asleep. The mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. And they threw the wares of the ship into the sea, and yet Jonah was fast asleep. In chapter 1 and verse 6 of this prophecy, the shipmaster asked Jonah what he means by sleeping, we read. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, "What do you mean, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not." The verse begins, "So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What do you mean, O sleeper?" The writer began, "So the shipmaster," which refers to the chief seaman, or the pilot, or the sailor, "he came to him," or to Jonah, "and said to him," which means he spoke and uttered and commanded, promised, and intended, "What do you mean, O sleeper?" Which means unconscious one, heavy in sleep, stupefied and stunned one. We can almost imagine the vigor and puzzlement with which this shipmaster came to Jonah to ask him how he could be sleeping in the midst of this storm. The verse goes on to say, "Arise, call upon your God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not." The writer added, "arise," which means rise, stand, persist, be set and fixed. Call upon your God, or proclaim, utter a loud sound, and cry out to his ruler, judge, and divine one. If so be that God, which refers to your ruler, judge, and divine one, will think, which is the Hebrew word ashath, which literally means to be smooth, shiny, and gleam. And it carries the idea to exegesis it as if forming the same mind and shining. And it says, "upon us that we perish not," which means that we do not vanish or go astray, be destroyed or exterminated, lost and strayed. The shipmaster called upon Jonah to cry out to his God, so that he and the other mariners might not perish. When we think through these words, we can hardly blame this shipmaster for seeking out Jonah and chastising him. From his perspective, the shipmaster saw Jonah as indifferent, lazy, and non-concerned about the conditions of the ship. If we are not careful, we can be asleep and indifferent in the midst of the storm God brings into our lives. Perhaps the Lord Jesus has allowed conditions and circumstances that seem like a great wind teeming against us. And if so, our best response is to arise, call upon our God, and seek him so that we do not perish in the midst of our travail. Next time, we see how the mariners cast lots to discover their trouble, and it came from Jonah. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. You can look for the daily devotional book, Equipped for Battle from Generation to Generation, the marriage book, So You Want to Be Married, 1 year in the Sermon on the Mount, and the new poetry book, Random Mushrooms 1 and 2, and the new novel, Elizabeth County, in all major bookstore sites. And finally, you can find it locally at www.mrclc.com/bookstore. May the Lord bless you as you continue to study his word, and may his face shine upon you as you continue to walk in relationship with him. Thank you for joining me with the word for today with Ray.